Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
Yo, what's up? Shots Brothers Show. Are you there? Are you there?
Shots Brothers.
Ah, there we go. We had little problems there. March 4th, 2024. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good, brother. You doing good?
Said we're experiencing some issues with live broadcast. Our engineers are working to fix it, so hopefully this is going out.
First out, I want to put a big thank you to you and how much work you do on this show.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Thank you. Thank you.
You do all the work. This is the brains. Schultz is the brain of the operation.
Really not that hard.
Yeah, it is. It may not be to you.
All right. Post some Twitter. Okay, so I'm going to just put on X that we're live so they can follow us, we'll get our two listeners to call in. Yeah, so we're on blogtalkradio.com, Shots Brothers Show, Brad and Troy. Give us a call if you want, if you're listening to this or you hear it, 563-999-3404. Like I said, it is Thursday, March 4th, 2024. We got a lot of shit going on in the world. World War III. We got the election coming up. We got a ton of shit in the world. What's on your radar?
Do you have any questions? Do you have any questions for the listeners, the two listeners that we have?
No, call in. Where are you from? That's what I want to know. I know they're in the U.S. because it has a little map, and it says they're in the U.S.
Okay.
That's a good thing.
I want to go a little deeper. If you're listening, are you cheating on your spouse? Do you know somebody that's cheating on a spouse? You got a good story. I got some good stories. I'm at.
But I got a good story about a guy I used to work with.
All right, shoot it. Shoot it up.
All right, so this dude, it's not really a great story, but it's a messed up story. So this poor bastard, right, so we work at a print shop. He gets promoted. He's like head of shipping, right, works there. I think he was already married with a little kid when he started, but worked there for years, right, had another kid. His kids were like maybe 10, 11-ish, right. Goes to church, you know, has a wife, everything's going great. Really involved in church, always telling everybody he has to go to church. Then comes in one day, is completely devastated, finds out his wife is fucking some guy at church. And then it gets worse. So the guy his wife is banging is married with kids, right? So his wife kicks him out. She kicked him out of the house. Now the new guy from church is living in his house. He's paying for the house. He's blindsided by all this. Blindsided by all this.
Oh, so a straight right cross from Mike Tyson.
Oh, Mike, dude. It was like bye-bye. His poor kids went from a happy family, mom and dad are happy, to who is this stranger, where's dad, and who are these two other kids that come here half the week that want to play with my shit? His world went upside down, dude. No recovery, tailspin. You're not getting out of it. Can you imagine that? And going to church, doing the right thing, getting promoted at work.
The horrors are everywhere. How do you recover from that?
Other punani.
I mean, church is supposed to be a safe.
The holiest of holies.
Holiest of holies. A safe. Supposed to be a safe place. And you got your wife looking over there at another dude, and he's like, yeah. So,
well, yeah, okay. So it's one thing. You got a hot wife. She's going to get approached and hit on. She's got to have a good guard game, right? She's got to have a good fucking blocking mechanism. She can't just be like getting the doggy position. You know what I mean? Come on.
So your wife.
It must have been like just mutual attraction at church. They're staring at each other at church, and then they're just like, he's like, screw it, I'm going for it.
Yeah, it ain't like that. It's either the woman puts out or she doesn't. And a lot of guys, a lot of people blame men. The man should get his ass kicked too. But if the woman doesn't spread her legs, if she doesn't say yes.
The man needs his ass kicked because he's not a single dude with his dick just swinging. He's a married dude pretending to be a member of the church. He, you know what I mean? He needs to be corrected. I think they both are. Well, I don't know how you recover. I ended up leaving, but he was, oh my God, dude. He was like the Walking Dead at work. He was dead. She killed him.
Yeah.
He was still alive. He was still making money, but he.
And financially,
I think he was a corpse.
Financially, the government will absolutely.
Here's how it probably worked for him. Here's how it probably worked for him. It didn't work out with the guy with the big dick from church, right? So then now she probably wants him back. Well, Eve, we were warned, and Eve didn't listen. Your wife's going to listen?
This is what I'm going to tell everybody. Do not get married. It is the biggest scam on the planet. It makes lawyers rich. It makes the government rich. It makes everybody rich but you. Do not. I told me my buddy. He's like 25 years old. He's like, we have the same name. I said, do not get married. You'll get fucked. I didn't listen to it. I get fucked any day. I could absolutely get screwed any day. You're good. You're good.
I'm good, but if I would have got married, I would be better off than I would not. I'm in a different situation.
But you did get screwed, didn't you, by the government? You did.
Nah, I mean I get screwed no matter what. But I'm not married, so I don't have to. I could leave a relationship and not have to go get a contract and go have a judge sign off that he's okay with it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck that. Been there, done that. I'm never doing that again.
That's what I'm telling everybody. Don't get married. Just have your little dream thing that women at the they tell you to have, have the little dream thing and dream wedding. And
it's been like $30,000 on a wedding for to show off to other people. I never got that.
I don't do it. I don't do it.
Wouldn't be prudent.
I don't do it.
Not gonna do it.
Put $30,000 on a house.
Exactly. Or fucking or the best vacation of your life.
No.
You're 69ing in the sand. Oh, that sounds awful.
If these kids don't buy a house now, they're going to
never. They already can't, dude. You have to come up with. So the house next to us just sold for $975,000, right? So went online, tried to figure out how much we would need all in per month. Okay, we're talking $8,000 a year property tax, two HOAs to come to about $500 a month. Then you have your homeowner's insurance and all that. It was about $7,200 a month you need in order to pay for this $975,000 three-bedroom, two-bath condo.
And that's a doctor's. You're talking doctor's principal. You're talking mad money.
Yeah. So, like, my kids, my son is graduating from law school. He can't afford a house. He's going to have to work for years and years to pay off debt and hopefully sock a little away and hope for – he's hoping for a housing crash. You know what I mean? Get in there and gobble up this house for $600,000 instead of $975,000.
I don't see it coming.
No, I think it's artificially propped up. These houses should not be worth this money. It is insane. They were never worth this much ever. It's being manipulated.
I don't see another housing crash for years.
Well, there's going to be a real estate, commercial real estate crash because they're empty because of COVID. COVID killed them.
Yeah, but there's no houses for sale. Nobody wants to sell the shit. Nobody wants to.
Nobody wants to leave 3% and go into 7%. Interest.
So cars, people are just keeping the cars.
Oh, the people lots here are buried with cars now. They must be hurting.
Buried. If anybody's listening, and you should, do not buy a used car right now. If you want to buy new,
and buy on the 28th of the month.
The 28th plus by the end of the month. I don't know why you idiots buy it the front to the middle. You're stupid. Buy at the end of the month. It ain't going to last that long, but buy a Dodge, buy a Ram. They are absolutely buried. They're done.
They got their Rolex watches and their egos, and they thought it was going to stay like it was to where they could charge $35,000 handling fee on this F-150. Steve nuts.
Yeah, don't buy Ford.
Are you drinking or smoking or anything today? Because I'm smoking, and today my smoke is sponsored by. Not sponsored, but should be. Bliss. This is the dose.
This stuff?
It's a little pin, all-inclusive battery. It looks like a little writing pin, and it has a cartridge. You just do a little tug on it, like you're smoking a cigarette. It lights up. It'll give you a little buzz when you're supposed to stop, like a little boom, that'll vibrate. You stop.
Yeah.
Inhale. Exhale. Repeat. Rinse and repeat. So Bliss, thank you, Bliss. It's called the Dose Pin. I recommend it. It's stealth. You can hide it from your boss. You can hide it from the popo. Bliss. And if you're listening, please call 563-999-3404. Niner, 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 3404. All right, what's up? What else we got going on? Are you hearing about Middle East?
I really don't care about it. I don't want to hear anything about Jews. I don't want to hear anything about Muslims. I don't.
The Jews are evacuating cities because Iran's about ready to bomb the shit out of them. They're moving all their missiles into position.
Okay.
Israel killed one of their generals in Syria, so they're declaring war. It's going to get heavy. Gas is going up. Go fill up your tank, everybody. Top her off.
Okay. Well, our last budget that we're supporting them on, motherfucker. I mean, we just gave them that could support hundreds of veterans, thousands, thousands, thousands of veterans. Get fucked. This government right now is pathetic. We got illegal immigrants living in hotels. Killing cops, raping women,
raping little kids, dude. They found seven Venezuela squatters.
I'm telling you, you or I should run. You or I should run for.
Run because I'd be too. I get too angry, and it'd be like he curses. He's worse than Trump. At least Trump doesn't curse. I'd be like, you're a bunch of pussies.
The boy don't even drink. Man doesn't even drink. So
I don't know if I trust a man that don't drink.
No. I love the guy. I love the guy. I don't care if he drinks or not.
He's Obi-Wan. Help me, Obi-Wan. You're our only hope.
It is. That it's our only hope. And it's so sad. Isn't it so sad that we the people...
It's terrible.
We the people can't control our government, even though the Constitution handles that. But
no,
they
don't even follow it.
They run right over it. They run right over the Constitution.
Dogs are yakking if you hear that in the background. Nice, Stella. That's what you get for licking all the time. Your dog's licking like crazy.
Yeah.
They're spraying the shit out of us in the skies. And I think that's falling down on the ground, getting on the dogs. I think he's going to have a bath once a week, dude. Sorry to go sidetrack there, but... Dogs is a big topic in this country. You get a dog podcast, you're probably silent. Sponsored by Purina. Am I saying that right?
Yeah, Purina. Yeah.
Purina. Yo, Purina and some Bliss. That's all you need all day, man, okay? All right, ladies and gents, Blog Talk Radio. Well, what are you drinking on today, by the way? I told you I'm on Bliss. What are you on?
Bush Light.
Bush Light?
Head for the
tall boys?
Tall boys. The big old boys.
Big old fat boy.
This is Bush Light is what men drink. I don't care what anybody says. I could go for Coors or... I sure as fuck ain't doing it.
Have you had a Bud Light?
No. I haven't drank Bud Light in, I can't even tell you,
Since the 90s.
Yeah, I will never drink a Bud Light again. And I think
that... You're dead to me.
But I guess Kid Rock had a meeting with him. He's a bitch. I'm pretty pissed off.
Him and Joe Rogan were drinking Bud Light.
Yeah.
Trying to say, hey, look, it's okay. No, it's not. No, we don't fold that easy, you punk. Of all the beers out there you could have, you're going to choose those? And you guys are multi-millionaires? They're bought and paid for is what they are. They do what they're told to do. Kid Rock and Joe Rogan. They're fucking COINTELPRO.
I love Joe. I love how he speaks. I love what he says. Kid Rock, you're a bitch. If you ever listen to this,
much.
I actually want to fight. I want to fight Kid Rock. So if anybody listens to this and you know Kid Rock.
I heard Kid Rock built a replica of the White House in Tennessee, I think it is, or in Michigan.
He did. He did.
So you fight Kid Rock on the fake White House lawn.
Absolutely.
July 4th, 2024.
Absolutely. Yep. I will box your ass. You want to box?
Kid Rock.
Whatever the hell you want to do.
Pink Bud Light.
Yep. Yep. I want you to be in the pink Bud Light uniform. And I
Kid Rock's up there, bro. Kid Rock's getting up there in age.
Yeah, so
he takes, he takes a hard right. That might not be good.
He's gonna have it. He's gonna get a hard right. That problem.
Yeah. Rocking. What is this? Hold on. Let's look it up right now. Because I don't like calling him that anymore. Because he's the enemy.
I would say 56. 58.
Well, I don't care how old he is. Let's see. Robert James Ritchie. That's his real name. We call him by Robert. Fucking Robert.
Thanks.
Robert. Bobby.
What was this?
What's up, Bobby?
All the beers.
You drink your Bud Light, Bobby. Real beer, Bobby.
I want a piece of you, boy.
Oh, Bobby. Bobby.
How old is he? What's he, 150?
Wait. How did he go from shooting Bud Light with an AR to drinking it on Joe Rogan's show? Oh, you know how? Because they're both those guys are fucking chumped.
I can't kick Rogan's ass. I can't. I'm not going to do his – I've seen a back kick from that kid. Some bitch. I cannot. I'm not doing it. I will talk shit on him.
Not gonna do it.
Not gonna do it, but I will fight you. Absolutely will. I will fight. We'll fight you. Kid Rock, you wanna go? Let's go.
Kid Rock. Versus fucking Troy, July 4th in the fake White House lawn. Oh, Eve is doing a little pump here. All right.
That's a good fight. How old is he? He's about my age, then.
Oh, dude, I think he might be near 60 now, right? Because I think he was older. I think he was 40 back then when he was fucking in his prime.
So what,
right?
So what am
he?
I going to do?
Hold on, let me look it up.
I'll fight his ass with one hand. Right?
No, dude. Two. You want to fuck him up ass.
I do.
Kid Rock age. He fucking turned. He was born in 71, so he's 53. He's not that much. Oh,
I'm like, you're 53. Let's get this shit. Let's get this on. We need to do this. Dude, I don't see a problem with this. This would be a good fight. Do a couple
good
shots.
Shit right here, man.
you know, a couple of shots before the fight. He's from Detroit, bro. He's from Detroit. He's not a pussy. He ain't a pussy.
Detroit has Ryan in the name.
Boy, you know he's tough. Oh, I want a piece of you, motherfucker. I want a piece of you. If you ever get wind of this, let's do this. I promise
Robert,
you I'll do this.
Robert James Ritchie.
Robert.
July 4th.
Robert.
Robert.
I'm Troy. I'm from Tennessee, motherfucker. Let's do this shit.
Oh, from Tennessee.
Bam.
Tennessee, dude.
Originally from Colorado.
All right, we still got 33 minutes left. I just fucking did a Homer Fudd there. 33, or Daffy Duck. All right, moving to the garage. Hold on a second. All right, moving to the garage, folks. That means it's time to have a good smoke.
Good smoke. What are you smoking? What are you smoking again?
Well, that was Bliss, so that's like the pin. Let me see what I'm smoking here.
So you got, you got multiple?
Oh, I got flower, and then I have a pin.
I don't know about
flower. Flower is like normal, like what we used to smoke back in the day. Pin is like fucking extract. It's like a, higher concentration.
Nothing is like what we smoked back in the day. Nothing. You get fucked. I smoked your brother shit.
That was so good. So tasty, too,
I couldn't drive. Dude, I was done.
Back in the day, it was good stuff.
No. Back in the day, I had Mexican weed in tires that we used to pick up from the trailer park. And it was black.
Yeah, but every now and then, though, we'd get that really good sticky icky.
We every now and then, and then I got kicked out of my house.
Because of weed?
Kicked out of my parents. Yeah.
And now it's legal.
Yeah. You remember that big party we had at the big house?
Oh, yeah.
Well.
It was all three levels, huh?
Yeah. I don't know why I got kicked out. I don't know if it was that party, if it was Natalie, or if it was because Bill was coming down. Bill came downstairs. I mean, like nobody, and I'm like, oh, who the hell is that? And he came down the stairs, walked across, and he elbowed me in the head. And I'm like, what the hell is it? And I had me and Rob, you know Rob. Me and Rob just bought a quarterback of the best weed on the planet. Right?
He elbowed you like ice hockey style?
Yep. Cops, like cop shit. Yeah, hockey.
Oh,
I mean, this guy came in hot. And I was like, yeah, I was mad. I got mad real quick. And, you know, Rob's eyes. I was looking at Rob's eyes. Rob's eyes got so big. He was, look out. He could have been a little better of a buddy saying, hey, you might want to look out because this 250-pound guy is coming at you, and he's going to fuck your ass up.
Was he like 6'4", too?
Oh, dude, you know Bill.
Yeah.
He was a Baltimore cop. He told me stories of Baltimore back in the fucking 70s. that were, they would look at people's heads demolished, blood's all over it, and they're telling jokes. They would,
yeah,
they would make,
used to it.
Cause they're used to it in just to make the situation better, I think, for themselves. So it this is no joke. I mean, this guy was, and he's a lawyer, so he's a piece of shit.
Yeah, so he was a cop gone lawyer. That's double piece of
shit.
No offense to any cops or lawyers listening, but
a lot of them do that. A lot of them. He was a tax lawyer.
Lawyer.
Tax piece of shit lawyer. Oh yeah, he skipped on a lot. Oh yeah, I know a lot of stuff on. I know a
Ooh,
lot
crypto,
of stuff on
crypto.
That.
I'm looking at our poor man Bitcoin, ETH, Ethereum. She's looking like she might have a good little day here. We're at 3,300. Now
wait,
a good
what?
Time to dollar cost average back into ETH.
Yeah, so if anybody's listening, you ETH is a supposedly, is that right?
Allegedly, not financial advice.
Not financial advice, but I'm investing in it. Bitcoin, not financial advice. I got a couple others that are not financial advice, but I'm not going to tell you.
I'm not going to tell you. Not going to do it. Oh,
the good.
I'm just looking at crypto.
What's it doing? Is it dumping bad?
No. It does its little corrections, but I mean, it did a huge pump, so it's going to level off a bit. Bitcoin 67. And on the 4 hour, we just had a fat. Well, no, we had a fat one. The last 4 hour candle was a fatty. And that's coming in 40 minutes. Let's see what the hourly is doing. Hourly's climbing. So, I don't know. A lot of people are saying breakout coming. We've been in the mud now for a week or two after the big pump. And you know how she does it. She likes to recorrect and take the money, think, confuse people, and then go crazy hog wild and...
Let's see
what breaking news is over on X.
I lost $100.
You lost $100 today?
Yep.
Chemtrails is trending in Twitter. Interesting. They're spraying us here in Southern California so bad.
Hey, Brillion, BRILLION. Not
say
financial
again.
Advice.
Bravo, Romeo,
no.
India, Lima.
ION.
BRILLION?
Yep.
Brilliant. Almost like a million or a billion.
Yeah, look at that. Look at that for me.
Looking at a Brilliant Finance. Is it a stock?
Gonna be on it's crypto. It's gonna be on the wallet.
And I'm looking at Brilliant, and I'm not seeing any. B R I L L I O N.
Correct.
Brilliant. There we go. Brilliant live price chart. Is it worth 0.0? It's 6 cents right now.
Yep.
Is that right?
Don't. If you don't own it, buy it.
How the hell do you get it?
You have to go on Coinbase wallet.
And you get some ETH and use some ETH. Let's see what we got here. Okay, so the 7 day. 3 months.
It's pretty low right now. But I'm telling, I think Google is involved with this. I'm not too sure.
Have to check it out. Brilliant.
Yeah, but there's
so in Tennessee, speaking of chemtrails, Tennessee Senate just passed a bill that bans the federal government from geoengineering in the state's airspace.
Yeah.
Just a few years ago.
Go ahead.
Yeah, they're doing it right.
Well,
they,
they're banning.
Said,
they're banning gays.
I don't know.
Anything
no.
gay in
oh,
school?
Oh, are they really?
Yeah, dude. Tennessee is doing it right. I am so happy.
You're really good at sniffing out those sleeper states.
What I tell you,
and getting out of the ones,
getting
as
out.
Soon as they rub you raw, you're out.
Yeah, I think
I'm out.
I'm gonna be here. Yeah, I'm out. I see it coming. I saw it coming in Colorado.
Ooh, you're like a trend. You're like a trend forecaster.
Yeah,
time
I saw
to get
it coming
out,
in Colorado.
Sell.
Yeah, I'm like son of a bitch. That's a good song, boy. Can you hear this? I'm at Sherwin Vegas.
Copyright strike.
Oh, that sounds so good. Sorry.
Is this that badass?
What's that?
Who sings that? That fat mofo?
Yeah, the fat dude with all the tattoos on his face, I think.
Yeah. Garbage. It's like that 5 o'clock somewhere country nowadays. I can't stand. I was listening to some country the other day, some Waylon Jennings, some Hank Williams, some fucking Johnny Cash, some Willie Nelson. Stuff nowadays, dude, is like dog shit.
It is dog shit. It
commercial dog shit for dumb freaking, in my opinion. You need to
no, I listened to what's his name? Republican dude. Anyway,
Merle
Haggard. But it's an old, we have old country. I have an old country station here. I don't know what
oh,
station
nice.
It is.
Charlie Daniels Band.
Yeah.
Brooks and Dunn.
I mean, all the good stuff, and I just put the windows down, and it's beautiful.
Clint Black. Freaking, who we got here? Roy Orbison, George Strait.
George Strait was a good one.
Oh, I do like, the only dude I do like who's new, or like newer, he's not that new, but it's Chris Stapleton. I kind of like him, but he was the drunk, so I, you know. He was like old school. He's like,
they drink.
Know, modern.
If you don't drink, you're
quit.
Not country. If you ain't drinking, you ain't country. What, he quit with like $50 million in the bank?
Exactly. I'm done with country. I'm done drinking.
I'm done. No, he quit drinking.
That's what he said. He said he got into a drinking contest with himself and he lost. Or something.
You know
like
who?
That. I don't know.
Who's that golfer? The white boy, fat boy.
Oh, John Daly.
So Daly. And drinks. He drinks like me.
Hey, Daly.
Like,
Troy wants to box you July 4th. In front of Kid Rock.
I do not. I do not. I love you, Daly. But Kid Rock, I want to fuck you up. Kid Rock, I want to box the fucking piss out of you, boy. John Daly, I do not want to box you. I do not. I love you. I love you. You drink. You do this. Kid Rock, you fucking...
He drives three... He drinks one, hits a 300 fairway, baby.
I want to box you. And then we can have his boy be the commentator.
Damn it, I wish I had another phone. I would call in and impersonate Kid Rock and call you a pussy.
I'm not kidding. I'm really not kidding. I want to box you, Kid Rock, and I will do it drunk. You really pissed me off. I want to box you. And Joe Rogan can commentate. He can commentate the whole thing. Okay?
I'll drink it above
that's my deal.
Shit.
And I'm going to smash a Bud Light on his head.
Bud Light
yeah.
is pissed. And you know what sucks is that Bud Light, like Anheuser-Busch, they import so many different beers. They, like, own so many of them. So it's like, you might like fucking something else. And nope, they own that too. Sons of bitches.
I don't think they own Bud Light. Do they own Busch? Did they own Busch?
Oh, let's see, dude. Yeah, you might be, you're done, dude. You're supporting the enemy.
No.
All right, Anheuser.
I want to be so.
Busch brand. Brand list. Okay. Excuse me. Oh no! Here we go. Okay. Oh no! Okay.
Don't.
Bud Light, Silent, Bud Ice, Michelob, Busch. Stella Artois. Oh, no, that's my favorite, dude. No.
Oh, shit.
I can't do it anymore. No.
The old Busch.
I'm just going to go. I'm going to go. Yeah, Busch. Yeah. Let's see, Busch. Yeah, Anheuser-Busch. What do you think?
Fuck.
I fucking own Busch. Yeah, it's in their name. My Stella Artois is delicious. Now I'm just going Mexican beer now. Viva el sueño. Viva Zapata.
They probably own that too.
I'm sure they do. Or at least they have some part of importing it, right? You can't import until you pay Anheuser-Busch, like the mob. I want to import about 50 cases. Pay the man.
I want to get in shape.
Man.
I'm already in pretty good shape, but I want to get in my fighting shape. I want to fight Kid Rock.
Dude, I'm still imagining you fighting John Daly.
I'm not fighting John Daly. I love that guy.
Giving John Daly body shots. Oh, you were just taking them, dude. In slow motion. And his fat just rippled.
Dude, he is the most American guy there is. You and I would sit there and have
I love
a great
him.
Time Daly drinking.
He's the best.
We would have a
drinking,
great-
smoking, golfing, his loud pants, right? His clothing line.
Yeah.
He's a badass.
Yeah. He's just, he's all American. He's just, but Kid
he
Rock.
He's apple pie, bro. We thought Kid Rock was apple pie, too. But turned out
he
just liked the green. He just liked the green.
Yeah. Yeah, he got paid a lot of money for that shit. So now I want to box him. Let's do this. How do you and I do this to make this a big thing to where I fight Kid Rock?
Kid Rock box.
I've already called him out. He doesn't text me back.
He's not gonna respond to Little Fish, bro. Are you kidding me?
I called him a bitch.
It don't matter. He gets called a bitch by millions of people a day probably. Let's see. Don't say nothing about Kid Rock being able to box.
I know.
Sure, he's scrapped. He's from Detroit, bro. Come on. White boy rapper, guy, you know.
Dude, he's from Detroit.
I don't think you want to mess with him, bro. You know he's got a tripod. He's got a tripod.
Eminem.
He was banging Pamela Anderson. He was married to Pamela Anderson, dude.
Yeah.
Tommy Lee had that fucking anaconda. Come on, bro.
I finally saw that thing. I was like, God damn it.
He was steering the boat with it.
So he's got to be.
Like, I wanna...
So he's hung. So he's got to be hung. Right? Because you can't just watch video.
Good thing you're not. No, yeah, exactly. When I saw that video, I go, well, I'll never date Pamela Anderson.
I mean, right? Yeah, you're like,
or if I do,
goddamn.
Or if I do, she's going to be like a Mormon wife and fake it.
Yeah. So we need to set this fight up.
You're not going to be blowing Kid Rock, so it don't matter if he's hung. You're going to be hitting him in the chin. You use your left, though. You got to knock him out with the left. You can use your right. You can't.
I got a good left.
Final knockout. That's the rule. The knockout has to be from the left.
Were you there?
Like you set it up.
On the Goodman fight? You there?
It wasn't. You mean the pummeling? It looked like hamburger. It looked like you were. It looked like I said, "Hey, go tenderize his face for me, the grill." Yeah. Oh, that'll do. The blood out of it. Is that what you want to do to Kid Rock?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think you're gonna swing like that though. I don't think Kid Rock would. He knows how to fight.
Oh, yeah. So you think you're going to have a little problem with Kid Rock? Like, you might have a jab, dude. Like, he's kind of – is he lanky? Let's see how tall he is. You've got to get his depth. You might be biting up more than you can chew.
I promise you right now.
You might be in trouble, bro. Kid Rock is 6'7", 240, bro.
Holy crap.
You're in trouble.
Okay. Hook it up.
He's six foot tall.
Yeah.
By 2 inches.
I'm 6 foot tall. I'm 6 foot two ten, 215, whatever.
No, you're 6'2".
I want a piece of Kid Rock right now. Hook that shit up.
I can't get his weight.
Can you please?
I'll call Kid Rock and I'll ask him.
If anybody's
what's in it
listening.
For him, that's the first thing he's going to ask me is what's in it for me, Brad. And I'll be like, well, Robert, because I don't call him Kid Rock.
Get in your face demolished.
Say, yo, Robert, I got this guy Troy. He wants to box you. 4th of July. It'll be at your home court, your fake White House in the front yard.
Yeah.
We'll have a huge barbecue, keggers, everything. Freaking dun 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 dun. We're playing his music. And then right before fireworks, Troy's going to knock you out with his left. It has to be a left hook, a left jab, a left. And I'll say, okay, Robert, not that he's not going to use his right.
If you get a hold of this guy and you say, my boy, Troy, and normal people, he is going to knock you the fuck out because
Robert
he doesn't like
security.
Your
I bet Robert has some security that'll jack you up, bro. So we got to just play cool. Make sure Robert wants to jab. Robert, you want to dance? So I think if we call him Robert, I think we got to call him Bobby. It's going to make him mad.
I got Marines that I can just say, hey, have my back. And I promise you, it'll happen.
Well, you might need it because Bobby's got security.
I know he does, but he ain't going to have
you gotta worry about if you knock him out on the 4th of July at his own house, in his own backyard, could he pull a Bobby and get upset and pull out an AR? That's what we gotta worry about. And so you gotta knock him out really good. You gotta put him to sleep.
You're gonna be there.
Alright, so it needs to be left, though. Gotta use that
I'm
left hand.
Kidding.
It has to be.
I'm not kidding. I need this to go.
You're gonna go lift weights and thinking about knocking out Bobby, aren't you?
Yeah.
I'm gonna destroy Bobby.
I'm gonna pick up 25-pound weights and I'm gonna throw. Yeah.
Jab.
Yeah. I want to teach him that you don't treat America like that. You don't show one thing and then do another.
He kind of did a huge 180 right there.
Threw this on this. And so, God damn, I hope this gets big. I'm going to try and get a hold of him tonight. And I am on Twitter.
You're going to get banned from Twitter tonight.
I'll do it right now.
Call him Bobby.
Where's
Don't
my
call him
ex.
Kid Rock.
Would I call him Bobby? do I call him Bob? Is that his name, Bobby?
His name's Robert, which is Bob, right? Hey, little Bobby. Bob, little Bobby.
Okay, time out. Ten minutes.
We got 5 minutes. 5 minutes left.
Okay, wait.
Shots Brothers show.
Shots Brothers. This is Gen X, baby. This is Gen X.
If you have Bobby's number, if you know Bobby's agent or you know anybody, Pamela Anderson or anybody, 563-999-3404. 5 minutes left. Call in. We need Bobby's Gmail. We're set up a 4th of July fight in his fake White House.
Bobby. Oh, there it is. X. I'm on.
Twitter, right?
Continue with good.
I'm looking up. Kid Rock. There we go.
Let's bowl.
Kid Rock.
Let's bowl.
He's all tatted up, dude. He's going to jack you up, bro. You better be careful. He's been in prison. Oh, he's already doing...
I've been in prison.
Oh, no. Kid Rock's dad died February 16th. Ah, damn. That sucks, bro. See what else. Kid Rock. I'm looking at tweets. Toby Keith, Small Town America. See, so he tries to play the part, but then he drinks Bud Light with what's his name? Bobby. Oh, my God. What a 4th of July. Southpaw. Right on Bobby's chin. Night-night. What are you looking up, dude? Don't be messaging Bobby. You're going to blow the deal.
I'm just trying to find my login. God. I can't.
Pat, dude, do you need a Gmail account? You can just sign in through your Gmail. Everybody's listening to you anyway, so fuck it. Oh, what was I gonna look up? Something about Bobby. Oh yeah. Where does Kid Rock have his White House?
Dude, do it. I'm not kidding. Do it.
Oh, outside of Nashville, so you won't have to go far, bro.
Dude, do it.
In the state.
Do it.
Do it now. Do it.
Tell him. I want to box his ass. Tell him.
Let me tell you, Bob. Let me tell you something, Bob. You're going to get knocked out on with a chin. Hey, Bob.
Serious. I'm not kidding. Serious.
I don't know Bob, okay?
This is big money for us. This is good money for us.
He wants Bud Light to be the sponsor.
Well, tell him I want Coors Light and tell him he's a bitch and I like Coors Light.
We got 90 seconds. The British lady just said, boys, you've got 90 seconds. Well, that was a good show, buddy. Well, so we're going to try and get this fight done, Bobby, little Bobby. Hopefully he's one of our key listeners.
I'm going to try and get in my thing, and he may have blocked me.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure he did. He's a little
bitch like that.
Well, he drinks Bud Light, so what do you
think? A Michigan boy on a Michigan boy. Bay City,
in Tennessee.
Detroit.
All right, we're almost done, bro. Anything else? Any parting words for the listeners? Any words for Bobby?
Bobby, I want a piece. Bobby, I just want to fight you. I don't know why. I just want it. I do that.
All right, Bobby.
All right.
Jack Brothers Show, everybody. Jack Brothers Show. Rock Talk Radio. Jack Brothers.